The next patient is Ursula Kinkash. The last name is K-I-N-G-C-A-S-H. First name, U-R-S-U-L-A. This is a clinical case of a 75-year-old patient of Dr. Maxwell that is referred to the office for evaluation of the kidney function. The patient has a laboratory workup that was recently done that shows the presence of a serum creatinine of 1.35 with an estimated GFR of 49 without evidence of activity in the urinary sediment and no evidence of proteinuria, period. This test was done on September the 14th, 2023. In the abdominal ultrasound, the right kidney was reported. That was completely normal. There is no evidence of a thinning of the parenchyma, hyperechogenicity or calcifications, or any signs of obstruction. Period. This is a patient that has a CKD3 that is most likely associated to a sustained hypertension. And the use of non-steroidal anti-inflammatories because of the disseminated osteoarthritis. Number two, the patient has arterial hypertension. This arterial hypertension is most likely related to a BMI of 41 and a significant fluid retention. I am going to take the liberty to modify the prescription. We are going to discontinue the use of the lisinopril 40 milligrams every day and use the administration of Lotrel 520, one tablet POQ, 12 hours. Instructions were given to the patient how to take this medication. We are going to discontinue the use of the hydralazine, and in view of the fluid retention, we are going to start the patient on hydrochlorothiazide 25 milligrams every other day. Period. Number three, the patient has a metabolic syndrome. She has a BMI of 41, and the fasting blood sugar is always above 140. The patient was explained about the situation. She has to avoid the sweets, avoid the salt, decrease the fluid intake to 40 ounces in 24 hours, and more importantly, I suggested her to look for the application in Weight Watchers, because by following this application, which is going to be able to identify the type of food that she should be avoiding. Following number gout, the patient hasn't had any recent attacks. We are going to order the uric acid determination in order to make the necessary adjustments. Period. Part of the diet discussion was the need to lean towards a plant-based diet. The lengthy discussion was carried with the patient. Following number anemia. The anemia could be related to iron deficiency. She says that she was B12 deficient at one time. She just had surgery in the neck, and she was in the rehab for 30 weeks. These are all could be contributory factors. Nevertheless, we are going to evaluate the iron stores, B12 folate, in the next patient. Following number, the patient has a mixed hyperlipidemia that is treated with the administration of atorvastatin. A paragraph, we invested the 25 minutes review and the referral in the face-to-face 30 minutes and the documentation 10 minutes.